Lowe's knows you want the best for dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR 8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to two free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20 volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a work load is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today I want to delve into a topic that may seem counterintuitive in our noisy world, the power of silence, in a world filled with constant chatter, where everyone seems to be vying for attention. The hushed moments often go unnoticed. Silence has a profound impact on our spiritual journey and our relationship with God. Today, let us explore seven clear reasons why God wants you to be silent. Open your hearts to this message. So stay with me and leave your comment with Amen. May God bless you and your loved ones. Dear beloved in Christ, let us begin our exploration of the profound reasons God wants you to be silent with the first and most fundamental one, the ability to listen to God's voice. In the hustle and bustle of our daily lives, filled with noise, distractions, and incessant demands, it's easy to miss the gentle whispers of our Creator. Did you know the story of the prophet Elijah in 1 Kings 19? 11. Elijah sought God on the mountain, and there came a great wind, an earthquake, and a fire, but God was not in any of those. Instead, he spoke to Elijah in a still, small voice. The whisper of God's voice is not heard in the chaos, but in the serene hush of silence. Silence allows us to tune out the noise of the world and attune our hearts to the divine frequency. When we intentionally cultivate moments of quiet, we create a receptive environment for God to speak into our lives. Just as a radio must be tuned to the right frequency to catch a particular station, our hearts must be attuned to silence to hear the voice of God clearly. Think about it. When we talk incessantly or let the constant noise of life overwhelm us, we risk drowning out the very guidance and wisdom God longs to impart. In the silence, we position ourselves to receive insights, direction, and comfort from the Almighty. So, let us be intentional about carving out moments of silence in our busy schedules. Create spaces where the noise fades away, and in the stillness, be prepared to listen attentively to the voice of God. It's in those sacred moments that He imparts His guidance, comfort, and love. May we become a people who cherish the power of silence, knowing that within it, the voice of our Creator awaits to speak into our lives. Now, let us continue our message into the reasons why God desires the beauty of silence in our lives. Our second reason delves into the transformative power of cultivating a teachable heart through moments of profound stillness. The scriptures often remind us of the importance of humility and a teachable spirit. In Proverbs 1:5, we read, "Let the wise listen and add to their learning." The key to true wisdom lies not only in what we know, but in our openness to learn, to be molded and shaped by the divine hands of our Creator. Silence becomes the fertile soil in which the seeds of humility can take root. When we hush our own voices, when we cease to assert our opinions and agendas, we create a sacred space for God to teach us. The noise of our ego, pride, and self-righteousness fades away, making room for the gentle guidance of the Holy Spirit. Consider the image of a garden. If it is cluttered with weeds, the beautiful flowers struggle to thrive. Similarly, when our hearts are cluttered with the weeds of arrogance and self-assurance, the seeds of divine wisdom struggle to germinate. It is in the quietude of a teachable heart that the garden of our souls flourishes with the blossoms of God's truth. Love, and grace. Think about the times when you've encountered a wise mentor or teacher. Their lessons are often best received when we approach them with humility and openness. The same principle applies to our relationship with God. In the silence, we lay aside our preconceived notions and biases, creating a blank canvas for God to inscribe His teachings upon our hearts. Furthermore, silence teaches us the art of patience. In a world that demands instant answers and quick solutions, the practice of being silent before God fosters a patient spirit, willing to wait upon His perfect timing and understanding. So, dear brothers and sisters, let us embrace the stillness, allowing God to cultivate within us a teachable heart. May we become like the clay in the hands of the potter, willing to be molded and shaped according to His divine design. In the silence, let our hearts be receptive to the profound lessons God desires to teach us, and may we grow in wisdom and understanding. Dear brothers and sisters, as we continue our exploration into the divine significance of silence, let us dwell on the third compelling reason why God desires the sanctity of silence in our lives: the creation of sacred communion. In the hustle and bustle of our daily routines, it's easy to lose sight of the sacredness that God longs to share with us. Yet, in Psalm 46:10, we hear the resounding invitation, "Be still and know that I am God." It is in the stillness, the quiet moments of intentional pause, that we open the door to a deeper, more profound communion with our Creator. Silence, in its essence, becomes a holy language that surpasses words. It is in this quiet dialogue that we find a connection that transcends the limitations of human expression. Just as lovers communicate deeply in a glance or a touch, our souls commune with God in the silent language of the heart. So, the story of Elijah on Mount Horeb in 1 Kings 19. Elijah experienced the grandeur of nature, from earthquakes to fires, but it was in the still, small voice that he encountered the fullness of God's presence. In the quietness, God revealed Himself intimately. In our lives, too, when we purposefully step away from the noise of the world, we create a sacred space where God can draw near. It is in this communion of silence that we become aware of the divine whispers, the subtle movements of the Spirit, and the overwhelming love that surrounds us. Furthermore, silence becomes the canvas on which our souls can paint their deepest desires, fears, and gratitude before God. In the sacred communion of silence, we offer ourselves fully, laying bare our hearts and inviting God to dwell within the sacred chambers of our being. My friends, let us now delve into the fourth profound reason why God desires the gift of silence in our lives: the promotion of mindfulness and inner peace. In the whirlwind of our daily lives, with its relentless demands and constant clamor, finding a moment of peace can seem like a distant dream. Psalm 46:10, God beckons us, saying, "Be still and know that I am God." This call to stillness is not merely a suggestion. It is an invitation to enter into a space of profound mindfulness and inner peace. Picture a serene lake, undisturbed by ripples, reflecting the beauty that surrounds it. Similarly, silence acts as a mirror, reflecting the peace of God into the depths of our souls. It is in the quiet moments that we find a respite from the storm, a refuge where the chaotic waves of life can be stilled. For example, the life of Jesus, who, amidst the busyness of His ministry, often sought moments of solitude and silence. In Mark 1:35, we read, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where He prayed." Jesus understood the necessity of withdrawing into silence to find strength, guidance, and inner peace. Silence becomes a powerful tool for mindfulness. The intentional awareness of the present moment, when we quiet the noise of the past and future, we enter into the fullness of the present, where God's grace and peace reside. It is in this mindfulness that we become attuned to the small miracles and blessings that often go unnoticed in the rush of life. So, the peace that silence brings is not merely a fleeting sensation, but a deep-rooted inner calm that transcends circumstances. It is a peace that surpasses understanding, as mentioned in Philippians 4. 7. In the midst of life's storms, silence becomes a harbor where we can anchor our souls and find rest in God's unchanging love. Let us now contemplate the fifth, the fostering of meaningful connections with others. In our fast-paced world, filled with instant communication and constant noise, the art of true connection can be easily overshadowed. However, in James 1:19, we find a timeless wisdom that echoes through the ages. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak. Silence becomes the sacred space where we can truly listen, not just with our ears, but with the entirety of our being. It is in the stillness that we open ourselves to the stories, struggles, and joys of those around us. When we purposefully embrace moments of quiet, we cultivate a spirit of active listening, a listening that goes beyond the superficial and into the depths of the human soul. Consider the beauty of a sunset or a starry night. These natural wonders often leave us speechless, inviting us to simply behold and appreciate their magnificence. Similarly, in the quiet moments of conversation, silence allows us to appreciate the magnificence of the person before us, to acknowledge their worth and value without the need for constant words. Moreover, silence fosters empathy. When we refrain from filling every gap with our own words, we create room for understanding and compassion to flourish. Proverbs 10:19 wisely states, "When words are many, sin is not absent. But he who holds his tongue is wise." In the wise silence, we avoid the pitfalls of hasty words and judgment, paving the way for genuine connection. Think about a time when someone truly listened to you, not just to respond, but to understand. The power of that connection is undeniable. In the intentional practice of silence, we extend the same gift to others, the gift of being heard, valued, and understood. Furthermore, silence becomes the bridge between souls, transcending cultural, linguistic, and social barriers. In the quiet, we discover that the language of the heart is universal, speaking volumes without the need for words. So, dear friends, let us embrace the power of silence in fostering meaningful connections. May we be quick to listen and slow to speak, creating spaces where genuine understanding and empathy can flourish. In the sacred hush, let our connections with others be strengthened, and may our relationships be marked by the depth that silence allows. So, let us now delve into the sixth compelling reason why God calls us to embrace the gift of silence in our lives. The recognition that silence serves as a powerful response to challenges and conflicts. In a world where conflicts arise and challenges confront us on every side, the natural inclination is often to respond with words, to engage in verbal battles, to assert our positions. However, the scriptures remind us in Exodus 14:14, "The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." Silence, when wielded with intention, becomes a powerful weapon in the hands of God. It is a declaration that we trust Him to fight on our behalf, to intervene in situations that seem beyond our control. This is not a passive silence, but an active stillness, a conscious decision to let God be the arbiter of justice and resolution. Silence, in the midst of challenges, is an acknowledgement that our strength does not come from our ability to argue or manipulate situations. Instead, it comes from our reliance on the Almighty God, who fights battles on our behalf. It is an act of surrender, recognizing that some battles are best left in the hands of the Creator. Moreover, silence serves as a countermeasure to the cycle of negativity that conflicts often bring. When we respond with silence, we break the chain of escalating words and actions. Proverbs 15:1 reminds us, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. In the silence, we offer a gentle response that has the power to diffuse tension and create an environment conducive to resolution. Silence is not synonymous with passivity. It is a proactive choice to let God be the orchestrator of justice. It is a commitment to respond with grace, even when faced with adversity, trusting that the Almighty will bring about righteousness and vindication. So, dear brothers and sisters, let us embrace the power of silence as a response to challenges and conflicts. May we trust in the Lord's ability to fight on our behalf, and may our stillness be a testament to our unwavering faith in His justice. In the silence, let us find strength and resilience, knowing that the battle belongs to the Lord. Dear friends, let us now journey into the seventh and final reason why God invites us to embrace the transformative power of silence in our lives. This reason goes beyond specific situations or aspects of life, as it encompasses the entirety of our spiritual journey. In Isaiah 30:15, we find a profound truth. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. This verse encapsulates the essence of our final reason, the acknowledgement that silence, rooted in repentance, rest, and trust, becomes the catalyst for transformation on our spiritual pilgrimage. Silence, when approached with a repentant heart, provides a sacred space for self-reflection and examination. It is in the quietness that we confront our shortcomings, acknowledge our need for God's grace, and open ourselves to the transformative work of the Holy Spirit. Repentance, coupled with silence, becomes the gateway to spiritual renewal and growth. Consider the imagery of a garden. Just as a garden requires the soil to lie fallow for a season to regain its fertility, our souls benefit from moments of stillness and quietness. In the quietude of repentance, God cultivates the soil of our hearts, preparing it for the seeds of His love, mercy, and transformation. Rest, both physical and spiritual, is intricately linked with the power of silence. In the midst of life's demands, finding moments of true rest can be a challenge. However, silence provides a refuge where we can rest in God's presence, casting our anxieties and burdens upon Him. Psalm 62:5 beautifully declares, "Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from Him." Silence becomes the antidote to the restlessness that plagues our souls. In the stillness, we discover a peace that transcends circumstances, a rest that rejuvenates our spirits and strengthens us for the journey ahead. Trust, the third pillar of this transformative silence, is an active surrender to God's will. It is an acknowledgement that even in the unknown, God is in control. As we trust in His plan, His timing, and His wisdom, silence becomes the canvas on which our trust is beautifully painted. Think about a time when you faced uncertainty or walked through a valley. In the quiet moments of trust, you experience the sustaining presence of God. Silence, when infused with trust, becomes the cornerstone of a resilient faith that withstands the storms of life. Dear brothers and sisters, let us embrace the transformative power of silence in our spiritual journey. May we approach the stillness with hearts of repentance, finding rest in God's presence, and trusting in His sovereign plan for our lives. In the quietness, let us discover the strength that comes from salvation, and may our spiritual journey be marked by the transformative grace of the Almighty.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hi, I'm Tara Schmidt, a registered dietitian and host of On Nutrition, a podcast from Mayo Clinic where we dig into the latest nutrition trends and research to help you understand what's health and what's hype. There's a lot of wild stuff out there, so we'll be keeping it science-based, research-informed, and practical. Mayo Clinic's On Nutrition, new episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.